Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Actor Kelvin O'Brien is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of acting, but how even at his young age, for over a decade, he's been a part of some great shows, as well as has some great projects coming up. We'll talk to him a little bit about the journey, also his upcoming project called Table Manners, as well as how he's using social media to not only stay connected with his fans, but also some share some great messages as well. Kelvin, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, it was really great prepping for this segment with you because I've noticed that one thing you've been able to do, especially through your website and your social media, and we'll be giving that out a little bit later, is that you not only keep your fans updated with what you're doing, but you also share some great messages as well as, I think, make some important statements. What has this ride been like for you, though, Kelvin? As you kind of look back over this journey, what has it been like for you to not only have this love of acting, but then to be able to share it with the world?
Well, thank you for those nice things. Honestly, the basis for what I do now is all positivity, and
yeah.
I think looking back on my career, it starts with that, and the support and love of my family. So now what I'm trying to do with the momentum I'm having and the relative success I've been having recently, try to spread that positivity and try to spread that support and try to help each other achieve our goals.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of goals, when did you first realize that acting was one of those goals that you wanted to go for?
Oh, wow. I honestly didn't really – I'd probably say college because I was lucky enough to do some films when I was younger in high school and work with some really great artists. But I didn't really get bit by the acting bug until my junior year at University of South Carolina.
Okay.
Where I got the opportunity to go to the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey and work on some Shakespeare shows up there, and that's really when I fell in love with the process and the art and the craft of it.
Yeah. So I mentioned, you know, up until now, of course, you know, you've been spending a lot of time online talking about the new project Table Manners, but even before this, you've been a part of some great shows that have been able to be successful on television, just to name a few, Lincoln Heights, The Unit, of course, the First Family. When you kind of look at that experience, I mean, I think, you know, we talk about on this program all the time, Kelvin, about the importance of appreciating the moment. You know, when you kind of look back at some of these shows and to know that you were a part of it, do you still have those pinch me moments like, wow, you know, is this really the life that I'm able to live?
Yeah, I actually do. And a lot of times after the fact, I'm trying to do a better job of appreciating it in the moment,
yeah.
Which is what I'm doing with Table Manners, and really step back and say, wow, I'm really here. I'm doing what I love to do. But looking back at, you know, my career and my journey, I can't help but say, wow, I've worked with so many, you know, Academy Award nominated artists, you know, Emmy-nominated actors and
yeah.
actresses, and just I've been surrounded, luckily enough to be surrounded by such great people and actors to learn from, and I continue to learn from those people. I still keep in touch with a lot of them, and they've kind of taken on a mentor role in my life, and something I'm so appreciative for.
Right. Well, you mentioned, you know, you're being mentored by others, but I noticed that you have really, and I think it goes to something you mentioned earlier, Kelvin, that you have kind of taken on this role of being able to inspire others. I noticed right off the bat when I was on your Twitter page that you share a lot of quotes that are not only inspirational and also, I think, motivational, but kind of pushing people forward, you know, and I think it's great for people to be able to do that. You know, was that kind of part of this journey for you to realize that because you have this platform and you have people that are watching you and staying connected with you to kind of use that as a way of being able to motivate other people?
Definitely, definitely. I actually realized I had that ability really early on in elementary school. I was, you know, student council president. I had the ability to inspire people. It's not something that I really accepted about myself until recently. And you're right, having this platform is just a great way to inspire people, to inspire other people to be their best self.
Right.
And I do take that extremely seriously. And that's actually why I started using social media and building the website more to try to further that message.
Right. We don't have to get too much into this, Kelvin. It's totally up to you. But one of the things that you addressed on your website was the issue of diversity and why it was such an important thing. I was going to take a different take on it in that, you know, I have – seen over the years, especially in doing this program, that people sometimes, unfortunately, will limit themselves as to their abilities based on where they live or what people tell them or, you know, what people in their family have done. Do you hope that when people see you and they see what you've accomplished and the projects you've been a part of, that they will maybe remove some of those stereotypes they put on themselves or even those barriers that they felt like were there and realize that there's really nothing that they can't do?
Yeah, that's my, I guess my ultimate goal is that, you know, we there are no limits except for the limits that we put on ourselves, and I want people to step outside of whatever box people try to put them in. And
right.
The diversity quote, just to touch on that, it really, I'm helping a friend of mine who's working a documentary to kind of focus on why there isn't more diversity, and it struck a chord with me because I grew up in the South. And, you know, as a black male growing up in the South, you get it from all angles. I mean, I was a black man in the South, so I got it from, you know, my white society. And then also I was a young black man growing up in the South whose parents were both college educated, and education really was a strong factor in my life. So I was articulate, and I never limited my social circles to my black friends. So I got it also from the black community. So
mm-hmm.
Diversity and being accepting of others and telling honest stories is something that just resonates with me.
Right, exactly. And I think that is why it's so powerful coming from you, because, you know, it's come from someone that people can trust. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with actor Kelvin O'Brien. He's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his journey as an actor, but what this experience has been like for him, what the ride has been like. He has a new project he's been talking about a lot online. We're going to get into here in a moment. It's called Table Manners. We'll talk a little bit about that inspiration. I want to talk about camaraderie, and you mentioned even this, Kelvin, when you mentioned some of the other projects you've been a part of, that you've been able to stay connected with some of those casts. It seems as though for this one with Table Manners, you guys have really kind of made a concerted effort to kind of work together and not only making this a great show, but also in promoting it well online, using that platform to really bring attention to it. What has that been like for you to have people around you that are just as invested in a project as you are?
It's, wow, I don't even know the word. I guess it's, at this point, it's crucial. You know, I'm huge on team, and I love being a part of a team. And from the moment we had our first table read for Table Manners, that was instant. We
yeah.
all were really on the same page, and we're all artists who love to play and want to tell honest stories. So we were all on the same page in that regard. But then as the process went along, I realized that we all really have the same message and really trying to be positive and put that out in the universe, and understanding that social media is a very good way and accessible way to do that.
Right, exactly. And I think that's the thing. And to that point, again, you guys have been really using social media. I know I started following it today because it was suggested through someone else to do so, to follow you guys on Twitter. You know, that is a platform you've been using, I've noticed, quite a bit now, being able to spread. I've seen some of the pictures on your Facebook fan page. We'll be giving that out a little bit later. So, you know, the idea of having fans, of having a fan page and having people follow you, is that something that has sunk in for you at this point, that you realize this is just one of the pluses of being able to do what you do and being good at it?
Yeah, it's a plus, and it was also a really difficult decision for me because I also I've always been one to not want to brag or be boastful in any way, so I always went back and forth with, like, do I want a fan page because it seems like I'm a little conceited, like I don't want people to think that I'm just, you know, putting out there what I'm doing and stuff like that. But then I realized it could be used to inspire, which
right.
is why, you know, on my page, I do tend to put up more inspirational quotes and try to help people have, you know, better days if they're down, or, you know, find the silver lining in whatever situation they're in. So that's what draws me most to it, and I love the fact that I work in an industry that allows me the platform to inspire not only kids, because that's near and dear to my heart too, but also peers and elders at the same time.
Yeah, I think that is one of the great things. So with that, of course, and especially with your, you know, putting yourself out there, in other words, for ways, Kevin, and being able to, you know, share your thoughts on different things. That also puts you in that place where people can respect you as well. You know, you talk about the family, and I think that's so important for anybody, you know, to be able to have that strong foundation. But the idea of being someone's role model, of being someone's inspiration, what does that feel like when you really kind of sit with that to realize that people look up to you, people admire you, and people respect you?
That's honestly one of the things that gets me out of bed in the morning. I love feeling like I can be a positive influence in somebody's day, whether it be, you know, smiling at the person walking down the street or just being an honest ear for somebody who's down, even if it's a stranger. For some reason, that's always been something that I've taken extremely seriously. I love that because I also love being inspired by other people, and I've had so many people throughout my life play that role for me. That's almost all I knew, because I had so many people outside of my strong family unit. I had coaches and teachers and you know, older teammates and older friends and cousins and everybody who inspired me, who gave me the confidence in myself to pursue the things that I love. And now I feel like it's my turn to take that baton and pass it forward.
Exactly. So with that being said, let's come full circle back to Table Manners. For those who have not had a chance to like the Facebook fan page or visit it on Twitter, talk to us a little bit about what this new television series is about.
Okay, so it's a series about it's about four guys with different mental ailments living in a group home, and our new therapist, Natalie, played by Monica Barbaro, who comes in and basically doesn't know what she's getting herself into. And it's really, I guess, at the core of it, it's a story about togetherness and understanding and loving each other for who each individual are, and working through whatever situations come
right
together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, when I was reading a little bit about it, I think on the show page online, I was thinking to myself that it kind of goes to, I think, a core principle for all of us, Kelvin, and that is that we all just want to be respected. We all just want to be looked at as individuals, not as a situation, not as an ailment, not as an illness. We all just want to be looked at as for who we are, and I think that is where the real trust comes in. And otherwise, do you think that is kind of one of those themes that runs throughout it as well?
Definitely. I definitely do. And I think, you know, just to piggyback on what you say, you've taken it further, we all just want to be loved.
Yeah.
You know, we all just want to feel like we're a part of something. And, you know, I play Reggie, who has what's called, or what used to be called, disinhibited social engagement disorder. And basically that stems from him not having a foundation of love and support at an early age. So he developed this disorder where he thinks everybody's his best friend, and he doesn't understand social boundaries, but he's just going over and beyond because he wants to feel that connection with another human being. And I think that's at the core of all of us. You
right
know, we may express it in different ways, but I think that is the basis of the human experience.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the great things about projects like this, you know, making you laugh and also making you think along the way. And then, of course, when you're being able to be around people that you respect as well, it makes it a whole lot more fun. So, you know, with the idea of thinking about where you are today, Kelvin, you know, and thinking about the idea of, you know, being able to do what you love and know that people are watching you, is part of your advice to people out there, because I know you probably get asked this question anyway, when people say, you know, what advice do you have for me, is part of that then just really finding something that you love and sticking with it?
Yeah. Finding what you love, finding what, when you wake up in the morning, you really feel like you can't do without, and finding the courage and having the trust in yourself to do it, because I think that's a bigger issue than most people realize, is that, you know, most people just don't do it. You don't even give yourself an opportunity to succeed because you don't believe, or for whatever reason, to give yourself a shot.
Right.
And that really, yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Then you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, I've been speaking today with actor Kelvin O'Brien. He's making his first appearance on our program today. You guys can stay in contact with him very easily. You can find him on Twitter at twitter.com/Kelvin O'Brien is where you guys can find him there. Also, of course, the same on Facebook. And his website has made that very easy for you guys as well. Just his name, KelvinO'Brien.com, is where you guys can find him there. Kelvin, again, congratulations to you, man, on all the success. And really appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much, and again, thank you for having me.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the broadcast, thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the podcast of this conversation just a few moments after we go off the air completely for free. You can find the link on our social media pages by heading over to facebook.com/ @CyrusWeb, or you can head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We'll make sure that we tag Kelvin there so you guys can find him as well. Make sure that you guys like his page, stay connected with him, as well as the page for Table Manners. We'll make sure that we tag them as well so you guys can stay connected with the cast and crew from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.